Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Barbara Kelly is the Executive Director of the Hearing Loss Association of America. Hearing aids can now be bought over the counter. This starts next week. It's something that President Biden issued an order for in 2021, asking or directing the Health and Human Services Department and the FDA to develop this rule allowing over-the-counter sales of hearing aids because they're expensive. Like, Steve, how much did you have to pay for your hearing aids? I'm guessing in the thousands.
Oh, yeah, many thousands, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's usually how it goes. And Barbara, with this new directive and now the ability to buy them so-called over-the-counter, that price will drop dramatically?
Hi, Lisa. Thanks for having me on. Well, actually, I have some better thumbs-up news today, and that is this over-the-counter market opens up today. So as of today, people, now this is really important to say that this is only for adults with self-perceived mild to moderate hearing loss. It's just another pathway to care for those people who might not otherwise take that step or who would wait to get prescription hearing aids from a hearing health care provider.
Right. So if you are an adult, and like in my case, my grandfather wore them, my mother wore them, I wore headphones my entire career, I know it's in my future, you're still telling people to go get their ears checked and to make sure that they are you have to help me with this because because I'm so close to it, I am confused by it. Like, would that be my first step to go to CVS and pick them out, or would it be to go to an audiologist and get the test?
And Lisa, that's a really good question. A lot of people are confused. There's been some over-the-counter amplification products for years, but the problem is they haven't been regulated by the FDA. And in 2017, the president signed the Over-the-Counter Hearing Aid Act of 2017, and our organization has long worked for affordable and accessible hearing health care. So the FDA finally came out with the rules that we could get this market opened up. But, you know, this doesn't cut off the traditional pathway to an audiologist or a hearing instrument specialist. This is just another pathway because we know that people, when they find out they have a hearing loss, can wait 5 to 7 years to go get hearing aids. And when you get a prescription hearing aid, you know, the cost of the device is about 1/3, but you have all those important services of a hearing healthcare provider, the fitting, the testing, the adjustment. But for people with mild to moderate hearing loss, there's been studies done by the NIDC that show that people can self-fit and self-diagnose. This isn't for everybody, but it could be for a lot of people who otherwise wouldn't take that step. And hearing health is so important. You talk about your co-host and your relatives who really can be cut out of communication and withdraw from communication and miss the cues. And we know as we stay fit and healthy that hearing health is just as important as the other things that we check up on, our blood pressure, our cholesterol, our weight, everything else.
So what's the sophistication of what I could buy over the counter? I mean, the hearing aids I have now are Bluetooth. You know, they're connected to my phone. I can adjust them via my phone. Will things like that be available at the drugstore?
Well, that's a great question because, you know, the market just opened today. And while the FDA rules does not mandate any of that, they have rules in there for safety and efficacy that they work. I think that's what we're going to see when the market plays out, is innovation happening. What happens? Electronic companies will probably get into this market. And as the market plays out, we'll see what the products are. We'll see what the prices are. And the idea is to make them affordable and accessible. And the fact that they're in the mainstream, we hope that more people will adopt taking care of their hearing health and get some amplification. And Steve, you probably wear your hearing aids probably 7 days a week, I would guess,
sure,
most of the day. But there are people out there who might need some situational hearing, like maybe at work, around a conference table, or in a restaurant. And these devices might get those people to take a first step. Now, we know that most hearing loss is progressive, so, you know, they'll probably end up in the good care of an audiologist or hearing instrument specialist. But to start using some type of amplification early is really important. And maybe a person could end at the OTC and they're helped. But the main thing is that, you know, people should be an educated consumer. Read the box. It should say OTC hearing aid. There should be a return policy, because even if you get a prescription hearing aid, there's always a trial period of at least 30 days, because it takes a while to adjust to a hearing aid. You know, all of a sudden, all these sounds are amplified, and Steve probably knows this, and your brain has to get used to it. So we tell people to look for the return policy, and also we tell people to see if they need something else in addition to the device.
I'm hoping, Barbara, that you can come back and join us again where we can give you like 10 minutes where you could answer questions maybe once people get into these stores and try them out. And we're going to jump over to news, but I really appreciate your information. Tell me quickly, who's regulating this industry?
This is the FDA who regulates it. And if you go on our website, hearingloss.org/OTC, we have tip sheets and a shopping guide and more information.
That's what we need right there. Steve has your news coming up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
WGN.